salah and you don't combine because you have a fixed date. Other opinions exist, but I'm not in a position to give you a fatwa in accordance to them. So Allah al-Musta'an. Next question. Guys, because I only have half an hour since I have a lecture here soon, and I need to prepare for it, I need to go get a couple of things first. So we need to go quickly, quickly, quickly. Okay, no other questions so far. Okay, I'm getting questions from multiple sources. Assalamu alaikum. What is the Islamic way of treating drug addicts who are Muslims and non-Muslims? In providing help to them, where shall we begin? When it comes to the begins with reminding them of the rights of Allah, prohibition, you know, the usage of drugs, and once that has been made clear to them, then you know it's just a matter of rehabilitation, and you may, you know, the regular treatment which is offered by the doctors and these you know, the rehabilitation centers is fine, as long as they're not using anything which is un-Islamic. So there's a spiritual kind of treatment and there's a physical treatment, and both should be applied. The spiritual treatment lies in them knowing the prohibition in that and the consequences of it in this worldly life and in life to come, so that they can leave it alone, inshallah ta'ala. Now, assalamu alaikum brother. Wa alaikum salam. Is hijab, i.e. covering face and hands, obligatory for us or not? I knew very well that the hadith about Asma is weak, but any other proofs please? The hadith of Asma is not weak. The hadith of Asma bintu Abi Bakrin radiallahu anhu is not weak. It's an authentic hadith according to the muhaddith of our era, Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasiruddin al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. Shaykh Abdul Rahman Nasiruddin al-Albani, na'am. Shaykh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di. Anywho, the hadith is sahih according to the Shaykh, because it was narrated from through multiple chains of narrators, not the one that the average scholar would quote as a weak hadith because of their lack of knowledge in the science of hadith. The hadith is sahih. Coupled with many other hadith, it is sahih. The position is that a woman does not have to cover her face and hands, but it is highly recommended that she does so. We say to all the sisters, if you're able to do it for the sake of Allah. But is it an obligation? I can't tell you that it is, because the textual evidences do not support the obligation. But that does not mean that the sister wears loose clothes and she doesn't cover herself adequately and she shows her makeup, you know, and she tries to look super attractive because she doesn't have to wear niqab. No, that's not correct. Sister has to observe modesty, but if you ask me according to the evidences to me to tell you it's wajib, I personally, I can't seem to find it to be the case according to the textual evidences. Because the ayat are not explicit. The ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab and Surah Al-Nur, they all entertain multiple interpretations. And the hadith indicate that it is not an obligation. Wallahu a'lam. When exactly does the time of Asr end? The time of Asr ends is when Maghrib begins. The easiest question for the day. Thank you. Here we go. Let me expanded. But some says it ends 23 minutes before Maghrib. That's incorrect. It ends at Maghrib time. Not 23 minutes before Maghrib. What? Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. First, is it okay to keep cats as pets? That's why he was called Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. Secondly, can we neuter them? I don't know what that word is. As in take away their ability of reproduction. Okay, now I know what that is. For various reasons which are beneficial for the pet as well as the owner of the pet cat. That I don't know, but it seems to be wrong. It seems to be wrong because you're ruining something which Allah made functional. And they have a need to reproduce. So I don't know why that would be beneficial that you stop it. Reproduce, then you have more free kittens, which you can give away or something. I don't know. But against the rights of that animal. However, I've never come across a fatwa, so I cannot tell you anything conclusive. Lastly, is it okay for me to purchase a kitten at all, and what is the price? What if the price is very nominal? I don't know. Of these Sufis, man. Salam alaikum. My parents want me to get married as soon as possible. The guy wasn't praying or had any knowledge in Islam of Islam and Iman. Now after this marriage, is praying and wants to gain knowledge and practice. Still, he's not aware of etiquette. Go for him. Well, frankly, if the guy has good qualities and he's really keen on learning and it makes your parents happy, do istikhara and go for it. Do istikhara and go for it. If he's sincere. Nah. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Can women say salam greeting to non-mahram men? No. They should not. They should avoid it. Did the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ hate Jewish people? Is there any example from his life, from the Sunnah or the Quran, that he didn't hate Jewish people? The Prophet ﷺ hated the disbelievers like we hate the disbelievers. If that disbeliever is a Jew or a Christian or a Hindu or a Buddhist, that makes no difference. We hate disbelief. As for hating the Jews in particular, then there's no such thing. In fact, the servant of the Prophet ﷺ was a Jew. And when he became sick and he was on his deathbed, the Prophet ﷺ visited him and he gave him da'wah. And the young boy embraced Islam. ﷺ said, "Oh, praises do to Allah who saved him from the fire through me." Had the Prophet ﷺ hated the Jews, period, then he would have deliberately wanted this boy to die upon disbelief and he would have not visited him, nor would he have hired him to work as a servant for him to begin with. So the fact that that happened is an indication that there isn't a particular grudge against the Jews in this sense. Okay? For being that. The issue is with disbelief in general. And among disbelievers are some who are worse and more have more enmity against the Muslims than others, like the Jews. So it's not like it's because of the Sunnah, it's because of the level of enmity they have against the Muslims. The atrocities they've committed among the Muslims, against the Muslims, is what makes them hated. In fact, almost every nation on earth hates the Zionists because of their crimes against humanity, in general. So it is not a matter of belief as much as it is their general condition. Ya Naif Allah Hadik, I'm giving a lecture and you're right there online. Next. Salam alaikum, alaikum salam. If Kafir A makes a will before his death to Kafir B, to give something to B upon his death, is it permissible if a Muslim buys the thing from B? That doesn't affect us. However the means are for that person to receive that property, if they're both disbelievers, if Kafir A makes, it doesn't matter. thing from the kafir B, whether he got it through inheritance, whether he bought it, that makes no difference. This has nothing to do with that transaction. These are two separate things. Now, Salaam alaikum alaikum salaam. Mr. Talks wanted to ask that in Pakistan, women and men go to graveyards, light candles in rivers and hold gatherings on Shib Abirat, 15th of Shaban. Is this allowed if everyone does? It is not allowed. It is haram. It is the bid'ah. It is misguidance. It is deviance. It is whatever you want to call it. It's everything but the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's everything but the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what it is. No such thing. Lighting candles is from the actions of the Christians. Holding gatherings on the 15th of Shaban is baseless. Come on. It's all cultural stuff, my brothers in Islam. Salaam alaikum alaikum salam. Can I repeat Umrah by going to Masjid al-Tan'im? But her fatwa was that it was for Aisha who did go for she got menstruation, not for male. Well, the ulama say that if someone does it, their Umrah is acceptable, but they don't recommend it because the Sahaba didn't do that. Yani the Sahaba would travel longer distances without even modern and for trip or visit. They wouldn't make it a point to go and out and to Tan'im and back to do Umrah. It was not from the actions of our Salaf. Does that make the Umrah, does that render the Umrah invalid? No. The scholars say the Umrah is valid, but it is not the best thing to do. Naam, Allahu A'lam. One of my friends who follows the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa believes that laughing in salah breaks your wudu. Also, his teacher has told him there is a sahih hadith to support this. However, according to Tikkus Sunnah, volume 1, there's Sayyid Sabiq, no, there's no such evidence for this. Is there any evidence for this? Not that I know of. I know that the scholars say that laughing in salah nullifies the salah altogether. It nullifies the salah altogether because it negates the essence of the salah. But to nullify the wudu in particular, I don't know. I don't know any evidence for that. I'm currently studying medicine. I chose to do medicine because my mom wants me to be a doctor. How can I change my niyyah to benefit me as a lost slave? Just change it. Just go like this and change it. Done. You already know the new niyyah. It's not like you have to go and to a shop and activate it. You know what I'm saying? Khalas, the niyyah is there. You already have in the mind. Just do it. Simple. I do from my the term travel. I'm not really familiar with the UK since they never gave me the visa. But when you use the term travel, I'm assuming that there's a distance which the people consider to be travel between Birmingham and London. And if the case is such, then no, you cannot travel without a mahram. How can one differentiate between habit and sincere devotion? I fear that by continuously doing certain deeds, I'm voluntary fast. Jazakallah khair. And that is a very good question. And how to differentiate between them has to do with your iman. And the feeling which you in during that act of worship. If you feel during the act of worship that you are truly worshipping Allah, then it is no longer a habit for you, it is a sincere act of worship. It just becomes a habit wherein the feeling is missing and it's just a body movement, then one must be worried about this thing becoming just simply a habit as opposed to an act of worship. Brother, firstly, did you go to American universities? And are we allowed to live in America for sake of degree from Harvard, etc., because we want to be able to earn a luxurious living without it? We won't be able to earn a luxurious living without it. Wow! Brother, what I did, when I did what I did, I was a Buddhist. As in, when I went to America, this. Had I been a practicing Muslim, as I'm striving to be now, I would not, you hear me? I would not have gone there, period. Either I would have done some distance learning, remained ignorant, but I wouldn't go there to attain a degree so I can live a luxurious life. When Allah says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. You've been preoccupied with trying to increase and get more abundance of things until you visited the graveyards. كَلَّا بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You favor the life of this world. Now who said that you need to live a luxurious life? No one said that. If it happens, alhamdulillah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. But if it doesn't happen, you better stick to the deen and live a lousy life so you can enjoy the one in the life to come. So that is the wrong, already this is the wrong mentality. It's the wrong ideology. It's the wrong platform. To think that we want to earn a degree to lead a luxurious life with the, you know, all the fitan over there, no bueno amigo. No bueno at all. Leave that alone. Distance learning or ignorance. And I'm sure when I'm saying that, all of you are thinking, hey, why? We have local universities. Exactly. Why don't you go there? You know what I'm saying? You have local universities. Universities, go there. If they have the same fitan as in America, as the American ones, remain ignorant. Listen to my words. Remain concerning this worldly knowledge ignorant if you're going to protect your deen. But if you're going to gain knowledge so you may lose your deen, you're really lost. Salaamu alaykum wa alaykum salaam. Is it permissible to study psychology as a degree? I don't know. Malays, guys, I'm right next to the kitchen. I know it's a little embarrassing. My parents want me to marry a guy who wasn't praying. Hey, I got that already. Oh, no, never mind. Oh, yeah, I did. I answered that already. Sounds like someone's doing popcorn in the background. My brother keeps asking me to buy tobacco for him. If I don't, he will salt and not talk to me. Can you please go sit over there? Do I get sin for buying tobacco? Absolutely. Absolutely sinful. And Allah will hold you accountable for aiding him in his evil, for helping him kill himself, for helping the tobacco companies, and for spending that money. And you'll be sinful for every step you take towards it. And you'll be sinful for everything involved in this idea. You do not have to listen to him, period. If he doesn't want to talk to you, fine. If he's not going to talk to you because you're going to observe Allah's rights, let it be. Tell him, look, you're my brother, and Allah is my Lord. You're telling me to do something that he told me not to do? Excuse me. You want me to leave, forget about Allah and think of you? Ishada. What is this? Let him take a hike without a bike, on his feet, walk away on his own. Do not buy him anything, and make it clear to him that you will not accept it, and that you will not partake in it. And the reason why you're doing it is because you fear Allah's anger and punishment. Hey. And then let him call me on the phone. When we hold the Quran and recite it at home, do we have to wear a covering hijab? No. And whoever says so is a mubtadi'. You don't have to wear hijab to recite the Quran. There's no evidence for it. Turn on the AC, Maryam. My sister is getting married. We have never allowed music in our family, but in this wedding she will be playing it. What is it upon my mom to do? She has advised her. Should she continue to advise her during the wedding? Look, if she's going to use the duf, the def, that drum which doesn't have bells, then this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the sunnah that these drums are used during the wedding amongst the women only. However, if what you mean by music, she's going to play Britney Spears or Lee Gaga, that wicked, crazy creature that has been coming on, you know, recently into the world. If she's going to play these funky ladies, then this is haram. And your mom should prevent her. Your mom should prevent her. And whoever has the means to attend the wedding and stop her right then and there, then they should do so. If you're unable to do so, if you feel that she will not take your advice, you do not attend this wedding. You do not attend this wedding, and this will be a lesson for her to learn. If by reciting Ayat al-Kursi in the night, shaitan does not bother you or bother us until Fajr, so can we say Ayat al-Kursi at any time in the day? Will it work? It will work in the way which the Prophet ﷺ said it will work in. If he told you that doing something will give you such, you cannot apply it at other times. Ayat al-Kursi Fajr, after Dhuhr, after Asr, after Maghrib, and after Eid, but is not the one that is mentioned. Ads or you know, things of this sort, when the hadith does not entertain or teach that. Isn't meditation wrong in Islam? I keep getting emails for Islamic mediation or meditation, you mean? I assume you mean meditation, not mediation. Whatever. Yeah, if it's like that yoga stuff, there's no such thing as Islamic yoga. What are you going to do? What are you doing? Brother, I am meditating for the sake of Allah. That stuff, man. All this Buddhist, you know, Hindu nonsense. They even part of integration. If the salah is not good enough for you, nothing is going to work. Come on guys, we're running out of time. Didn't mama say don't move? Subhanallah. Wa bihamdi. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum as-salam. I've been approached by a very religious man for marriage and also very educated. Nice. Alhamdulillah, all is good, but I keep thinking about our compatibility. Very good. Salam, thank you. Well, it is very important, as I've mentioned before, you are religious and educated, and he is religious and educated, and that's as compatible as people can be. For you to be like, you know, a lemon which someone cut, then you put it back together and it's this perfect fit, that's never going to happen, unless you're in Jannah. Okay, with Hur al-Ain and then, you know, your lovely spouse. In the dunya, it's not going to be 100% compatibility. So as long as you guys agree on the general things, everything else will work out inshallah. Just make sure that you cook the food. Salaam alaikum alaikum salam. So website upload Islamic books with copyright. Can I read them? Thought I respect copyright. If I find a fatwa for support, to support this reading, will it be fatwa shopping? Wallah, I didn't understand. So website upload, a sentence in English cannot begin in this fashion. I've heard that we can pray after the time of prayer starts, correct if I'm wrong. But can we pray in advance too? I'm a student and there's no quiet place where I could pray in school, so can I pray before school, in advance, or after school? No way. One of the conditions of Salah, Shaykh al-Islam, when you read when you read the conditions of prayer, my brother, one of them is dukhulul waqt, the entrance of time. Meaning your salah will not be accepted until the time has entered. Praying before time, even 1 minute, renders the salah invalid. Zero, nada. Nothing, no. You must wait for the time to come in. Make sure between these two periods, and remember that among the most beloved deeds to Allah is praying as soon as the time of prayer comes in. Salaamu alaikum, brother. Wa alaikum salam. Can we color the gray hair? What color it should be? Can we color black as well? Coloring the gray hair is the sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is recommended that you color it with henna, which is that reddish color. Color is forbidden. Coloring it black is forbidden in Islam. Now, and say Jazakallahu khayran, don't say Jazakallah. Asking me, now, yes, so yeah, pray inshallah, you know. Yeah, I think I fixed it already by myself. Yes, Monitor D, it was fixed, correct? Please reply. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can a sister make sujood? She is on her menses. Do I have to pay zakah on student grants from university? Or for example, if Umul Qura University give you money, do you have to pay zakah on it? Okay, can a sister make sujood? Allahu alam. Allahu alam. And do I have to pay zakah on student grants from university? If the whole year has gone, yes. If the whole year is gone and it has reached the nisab, yes. Alhamdulillah. Salaam alaikum alaikum salam. If a sister travels with her female friends without her elder brother is traveling with a mahram, no, it is not. No, it is not. She has to travel with a male family member whom she cannot marry. Does not constitute mahramism. How's that one? Do you have to say Bismillah out loud and the intention before doing the ghusl? After a person does ghusl, does he need to do wudu again in order to pray? One does not have to say Bismillah out loud, but one must have intention before doing ghusl. And after one does ghusl, one does not have to make wudu again to pray, because the ghusl includes the wudu. The ghusl includes the wudu. Now, okay guys, we're running out of time. What should I do knowing my fire on Nus Sha'ban? Sunni Muslims call themselves Ahl Sunnah. Should I carry on this relationship? In fact, we'll get married soon this year, inshallah. If the man is ignorant and you're able to educate him, do so. If he's one of these, you know, people who are fascinated with innovations and they're stubborn, and they don't will or they don't have the, you know, the niyyah to change, leave them alone. Maybe this is a sign. Because marrying a person with a bid'ah is a calamity that will haunt you and your children until Allah knows when. Very big problem. Maybe you don't, or do you? I guess you have to. Sorry. Can we email you for private sensitive questions? No, sorry, because I receive so many emails a day. I need to have a dual life, one for me and one for replying to emails. And currently I have one life, so I cannot do so. However, one can call me on the phone And I'll be more than happy to entertain questions over the phone because I talk too much and it's easy for me to answer in 2 minutes. But typing, spell check, sentence structure, all this, big headache, bro. So if anyone has a question, call me on the phone and spend some money. Otherwise. Do women have to cover their feet? Perhaps this is the most consistent question that we receive in every dars. Maybe we should put it next to my face. Wajdi, Abu Mus'ab, and women have to cover their feet. Women have to cover their feet. Have to cover their feet. In salah, outside salah, before salah, after salah, as long as they are around men, feet must be covered. Why? Because people love feet. And because the hadith of Umm Salama first. Is there hadith? Wait, one question at a time, Jama'at al-Khair. Hold on a second, I couldn't catch up with this. Is there hadith that says that the Prophet ﷺ said the best time to make dua is after the Fard Salah? If so, how do I make dua? Can I raise my hands and make congregation dua with the Imam because of hadith, or is it bid'ah to do so? It is a bid'ah to do so. And there is a hadith about making dua after Salah. But you cannot raise your hands while doing it, nor can you do it in congregation, because the one who told you about the virtue of Mina did not tell you to do it in congregation, nor did he tell you to raise your hands. And he didn't do it either, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you have to stick to the sunnah all the way. You don't pick part of the sunnah and bring bid'ah into it and try to mingle them together. It doesn't work. A lot of Muslims annoy me. They say that Prophet ﷺ told his followers to drink camel urine. They say it is in Sahih Bukhari. I'm sure there's a good reason behind this. Please explain. Well, why are they annoying you? Why are you being annoyed by something which they are conveying from the Prophet ﷺ? How can something which is being conveyed from the Prophet ﷺ ever be annoying? Okay? That is an inadequate expression. It is inappropriate to say that. A lot of Muslims are trying to advise you to Jazakumullah Khair. And the hadith is sahih about mixing the camel urine with the camel milk as means of treatment, and it is effective. This is from the revelation which Allah gave the Prophet ﷺ. We should neither find it annoying nor should we reject it. If you don't like it, don't act upon it. No one is forcing you to drink it. But if the hadith is sahih, then we should act accordingly, barakallahu fi. And the hadith is sahih. Oh. Meaning there are the ones who, they annoy you because they don't believe in it. This is why the question has to be phrased. I'm a human being. I'm going to judge per the way the question is given to me. The question appears that you're annoyed by them telling you about that. It doesn't appear that you're annoyed because they don't believe in it. So, whatever I said to you, give it to them. Beautiful. Salaam alaikum alaikum salam. How should I cure my anxiety disorder in Islam? Allahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. Take it easy. Rely upon Allah. Make a lot of dua. Huh? What? Oh, listen to my lecture. Means of survival. Means of survival. You can find it on my channel, Barakallahu Fik. Okay guys, we're towards the end. Allah Yarda Alaykum. Tony, Salaam Alaykum brother. There is not even one masjid in my country. Is it okay that I pray alone in home because of the country? If there are no masjid, obviously you can pray at home. You can pray at home, alone, on your own, until such time where a masjid is built, or maybe you will take the lead, may Allah bless you, and you'll be the first one to build a masjid for the Bunya. Okay? And maybe Allah will, you know, make you, a means for the establishment of one of His houses on earth. So, keep that in your mind. For now, pray on your own, pray at home, and in the future, maybe you can manage something that will benefit yourself, and maybe other people will enter into Islam with you. Inshallah, you'll become a caller to Islam and a propagator and a successful guide. When traveling, can one pray Zuhr and Asr both at Zuhr time? Or can it only be combined at Asr time? It can be combined either at Asr or Zuhr. Both are acceptable. Okay guys, I think we're done. I guess not. Salaamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Is it obligatory for women to wear hijab inside the house as well? I heard that the angels and jinn watch us through. There's no mahram inside us. Come on, man. Come on, brothers and sisters. Subhanallah. How complicated have the people made our deen? He's going to walk around with a hijab at home all day? No. You're not a nun. Nuns do that. Nuns. In Christianity. They have to. We don't have that. You know? You don't have to do it. I'm speechless. I want to say things. I can't think of any ideas. I'm blown. This is disturbing to think that the sisters only walk around the hijab. Well, there's an angel right there. They mean, oh wait, look. The jinn, angels. What is this? How are you going to shower? Now what about you shower? How is the lady going to shower? There's no jinn in the shower? Or the jinn leave the shower when they see her get naked, they say, okay, khalas, we have to go now. Come on, man. This makes no sense. Whoever tells you this stuff, man, they need to be reprimanded. You know? They need a few lashes. So they can get straightened up. Those people who tell you, you know, the women have to do this and women have to do this. شعري يا رجال اقسم بالله شغلان انت حتجننوني. والله حجيب شعري ترى معكم انتم. وش تبغون انتم اصلا؟ حتجننوني. السلام عليكم وعليكم السلام. Please be kind enough, inshallah, to tell me if it is a sin for a sister to separate from a husband if he does not pray all his prayers or if he prays them late for no reason. Yes, if the man is not consistent in doing salah, then the lady has to leave this man. And this should be the last question. When my friend was little, her dad used to physically abuse her mom. They got divorced in the end. She has been asking why Islam allows husbands to lightly hit their wives. How can I explain this to her? But Islam does not allow a husband. We have to be. What Islam allows, according to the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, which no one has the right to deny, that Allah said if a woman starts deviating from right conduct, there are three steps towards rectifying her condition. Number one, she's admonished, she's reminded of the rights of Allah and the rights of her husband. If that works, alhamdulillah. If that doesn't work, he abandons her in bed, as in he doesn't have relations with her. And if that doesn't work, then he will slightly tap her with what would be similar to a siwak. Something like this. Pow! Or what could be a little harder than that. In order to let her understand that the situation is serious. Okay? Now, we do the same thing with children. And women do this with their husbands. Now mind you, you have to compare that with Muslims or Muslim men who wind up boxing with their wives or wrestling. What did you say, woman? You home on time. No, that is not what Islam allowed. Or the disbelievers who are very famous for their domestic violence cases where a man will eventually kill his wife. He doesn't only beat her, he eventually shoots her. You know what I'm saying? And he just doesn't like the way food tastes in her head. And Islam doesn't allow that either. So, Islam allows a very limited option so that the sister will know that the situation is serious. And if someone doesn't like this, he did not legislate teachings which are suitable for human beings, and we would like that person who doesn't like the ruling of Allah to provide us with a better ruling than that of Allah. Anyone who doesn't like it, I say to them, bring me a Who are you? Who are you, worthless creature who came from semen, to tell us that what Allah revealed is no good and what you have is better? Doesn't make any sense. So if Muslim male, in the blue moon she will get tapped with the siwak. But it is Muslim who don't apply this, so they make it seem like the teachings of Islam are not suitable. But that is not the case. You have to judge the teachings of Islam, not the actions or the way the Muslims implement them. Okay guys, we're done. We are finished. I hope that, you know, does some part of the job. Again, I'm traveling, and so I'm not as flexible with time, forgive me. Inshallah, next week or the one after, we'll be back in our homeland, home city. And then inshallah, everything will go back to order. Until then, Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu feekum. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.